T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There are other games that are being played.
Yes, to move these games Sunday. Right, there's political games
being
played, and Mark Pazniokas covers them for CT Mirror, the Capitol Bureau Chief. Paz, good morning. How are you?
Paz.
As always, Joe, a great segue.
Thank you.
He's smooth.
I was gonna come up with something on Garrett Cole, but I figured I don't wanna make your pain any worse. speaking of pain, the governor seemed like he was a little feisty in your sit down with him this week. He had a little edge to him that I think a lot of people wish he would show more often.
Yes. The governor, you know, obviously we're still comparing him to the previous governor, who clearly had more of an edge.
Oh, yeah.
I had a sit down with him Monday to talk about his first year and to sort of look ahead to the challenges of the two special sessions coming up. And the one that's going to get all the attention, obviously, is on truck tolls and transportation in January. But yes, he seems pretty resolute in pushing this forward. It's been a long, difficult year for him on this issue. This issue has overshadowed everything else.
Yes.
You know, he didn't have a terrible rookie year, but this is the thing that, again, it just claimed all the attention. So the fact he got a budget on time, you know, nobody really thinks about. He had some political victories on the minimum wage and paid family leave, that kind of thing. This seems to be the make or break move at the end of the year that's going to define his first year in office.
Mark, I mean, here's the deal, and one thing that's interesting, ctmirror.org, you can read it, which I would recommend you do. But the thing is, you know, he's kind of rookie, never been in politics before, okay? Ran a big business, you know, very successful businessman, as is his wife. But the fact is, what did he learn, you know, just kind of being a novice in politics?
The thing that strikes me about Ned Lamont, and let's be clear, Ned Lamont is not one of these business guys who woke up one day and said, I can run the government, I can do a better job. He's been interested in politics and public policy for 30-plus years.
He was on
a couple local boards in Greenwich. He's been involved with things like the Brookings Institute, you know, interested in public policy. And he ran for U.S. Senate and governor before, but he does, as I described him in the piece, he comes across at times like this bemused observer of politics as opposed to a real political player.
Yeah.
He is continually amazed that you know, to be, you know, we're shocked, there's politics in the building, you know, that he has not figured out yet what moves people. There are 187 legislators. These are all independent contractors. There's very little party discipline anymore. And, you know, folks are moved by different things. It can be principle. It can be fear of not being reelected. Every municipality has its own unique set of issues. And the governor has struggled, I think, to absorb that.
Did he overplay his hand in the tolls? The transportation package?
Yes, that's right.
I would say he misplayed his hand.
Right. That's what I should have said. You're right.
His initial proposal, by all accounts, was horribly presented. He was reneging on a campaign promise. He's not the first governor to do that, but when you're going to do a 180 on what you said during the campaign, there's an added burden to explain why. And his initial proposal, which was, you know, for 50 tolling gantries, he really did a terrible job of making the case for what the money would be used for. And one of the things that struck me the other day is he seems genuinely surprised by how angry people were. And what he said to me was, because in the circles he was moving in, you know, he kept hearing from business people who were telling him how important it was for Connecticut to improve Metro North Railroad, to straighten out the highways, because they're having trouble growing their companies and hiring people. And what that said to me is that that spoke to the world that Ned Lamont has occupied, that he really did not have a feel for how furious people would be at the flip-flop of a significant campaign promise.
We're talking to Mark Pasniokas from ctmirror.org. You know, you've been at the Capitol for quite a while, covering the Capitol politics, whatever. But, I mean, the point is, and I think the one thing is, and maybe he didn't get this, is do you, before you present something, do you at least talk to some of the principals involved to see if there's a fair chance of it passing?
Well, that was, so, yes. Yeah. So the second plan he came up with, he did correct the deficiency of the first one. He made a good case for what they would do with the money and why it's necessary. And even a bunch of conservative Republicans said, you know, we agree with his priorities. We disagree with how to pay for it. Okay, fine. But yes, you're right. That was another thing that was striking about the second plan he came up with in November, that he really misread the Senate Republicans and the Senate Democrats, because this thing was effectively declared dead, at least as far as it applied to tolls on automobiles. And you're right. You know, he really misread them. His staff misread them. Now, the question is, were people being disingenuous? Were people signaling that they were open to it? I don't know. That's something that you know, there was some private conversation. But yes, that was certainly striking to spend all that time on, again, what most people said was a very good presentation of making the case for eliminating highway choke points and speeding up Metro North. But yet it was dead in less than a week until the House Democrats came up with basically returning to the governor's original campaign position of saying, let's do truck tolls and see what it can raise and go forward with at least some of this plan.
We've got only about a minute left. So they're going to do the hospital special session December 18th. Now, we had heard they were going to do a couple of they might do the restaurant thing. Can they do two things like that the same day?
They want to do two things Wednesday, accept the hospital settlement and do the restaurant bill.
So you can have two items on one special session day.
You can.
I didn't know that.
You can have a call that allows whatever. They will, but right now they're saying that's all it's going to be, because those things are, they have, they're controversial in their own way, but they're not partisan.
Right. No.
So if there are people missing because it's a week before Christmas and nobody generally plans to be in
exactly.
December, that's okay.
You know, I was thinking, you know, this is kind of bipartisan, the tolls thing. You know, Democrats and Republicans are agreed in hating it. At least a lot of them are. So there you go. See, we've got comedy going on there. Nice little thing there.
Always like to end on a high note, right?
I look at the positives. Hey, listen, thanks for being on, Pass.
Thanks, Pass. We appreciate it. Have a great Christmas.
You guys too. Thank you.
All right. Well, we might talk to him, you know, the special session thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Like T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.